Good evening. This is Akishvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India witnessed rapid transformations in the last 11 years. Union Minister JP Nadda says Modi-led government brought politics of performance. Advisor G. Ikuto Jimomi underscores potential of Nagaland's coffee industry. And State Health Department reviews COVID-19 preparedness. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said, guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. The Prime Minister invited people to explore India's Vikas Yatra through the Namo app and also take part in the survey on the app on India's growth journey of the last 11 years. Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda has said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has changed the political culture of the country by bringing politics of performance and giving a responsible and responsive government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the government, he said, "This government has set a new normal by changing the political landscape of the country and bringing reforms."
Talk about political culture, I talk about the shift from negativism to positive. Hum ye bhi keh sakte hain ki optimism mein vikas, avishkar aur navachar, ye teeno cheeze judi hain. Aaj hum development bhi kar rahe hain aur uske saath saath hum best practices bhi la rahe hain.
Mr. Nadda said, over the past decade, the government has worked for all sections of society, including SC, ST and OBC communities, and also actively promoted the vision of women-led development. Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio has extended his congratulations to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government on completing 11 years in office and on the first anniversary of its third consecutive term at the centre. Dr. Rio described the milestone as a testament to the people's continued trust and support. He said the PDA government in Nagaland joins the rest of the nation and NDA partners in celebrating this significant occasion. The Chief Minister reaffirmed the state government's collective commitment to inclusive development and the strengthening of democratic values. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts of the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on the development journey of Northeast India, a region once seen as distant, now standing tall as a symbol of connectivity and progress.
Over the past 11 years, the government has invested in the Northeast not just through infrastructure but through people. Flagship schemes like PM Divine, the Northeast Special Infrastructure Development Scheme and the Aspirational Districts Program have accelerated progress at the grassroots. Over 3 lakh tribal gatherers have been supported through the Van Dhan Yojana. 434 farmer-producer companies have benefited over 2 lakh farmers by supporting organized agribusiness. The region is also emerging as a hub for organic produce, edible oil, and traditional products like bamboo, agarwood, and iri silk. In education and health, indicators are improving steadily. And through cultural festivals, museum projects, and global recognition like the UNESCO Tag for Assam's Moidams, the Northeast is proudly showcasing its identity to the world. From being on the margins of the India story, the Northeast is quickly becoming one of the country's growth engines. A region rich in diversity is now becoming rich in opportunity, with every village, valley and voice finding its place in the national story. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Advisor for Land Resources G. Ikuto Jimomi today underscored the vast potential of Nagaland's coffee industry and its growing global recognition. Addressing the coffee canvas at Kohima, he noted that local communities are embracing the coffee culture and said the government is promoting sustainable eco-friendly farming to expand the sector.
We have developed 11,186 hectares coffee so far in the state, which constitute only 1.08% of the total potential area. The rise of coffee culture presents a wealth of opportunities, from thriving plantations, processing units, ecotourism, to coffee tea cafes.
Mr. Jimomi said the government has declared Naglan coffee as the state's unique selling point and set a target of expanding its cultivation to 50,000 hectares by 2047. He highlighted international accolades earned by Naglan coffee for its distinct taste and encouraged entrepreneurs to build global brands that empower local communities and boost the state's economy. Health Minister P. Paiwankonyak today chaired a high-level meeting on COVID-19 preparedness in Kohima with the Commissioner and Secretary, Director and other senior department officials. The Minister stressed the need for continued vigilance, active surveillance and robust public health measures across all health units. The meeting reviewed the state's readiness, including manpower, medicine, oxygen supply and surveillance system. Officials noted that current COVID-19 cases are mild and the situation is being closely monitored. The department assured it is fully prepared to handle any eventuality and advised citizens not to panic but follow COVID-19 protocols, including hand and respiratory hygiene. The State Department of Legal Metrology and Consumer Protection conducted an awareness program in Wakha today, aimed at educating citizens on their rights amid rising trade malpractices. Addressing the event, ADC Wakha Rembomo Azong stressed the need to enforce consumer rights, highlighting issues like expired goods, overpricing and lack of receipts. Meanwhile, member of District Consumer Disputes Redressal Forum, Surenthang Eni, urged citizens to report unethical practices, clarifying that consumer rights apply to both goods and services, including government schemes. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Salabhasana, the locust posture. Salabha means a locust. This asana involves lying on your stomach and lifting your legs and chest off the ground. It helps in sciatica and lower back ache and tons the hip muscles and those in the kidney region. This asana is also good in weight management and aids digestion. Akashvani CRS Twensang is set to celebrate its Silver Jubilee tomorrow. The occasion will be graced by Deputy Commissioner of Twensang, Litrongla Tongpi Rutsa, as guest of honour, while Head of Program Akashvani Kohima, Abino Lasu, will deliver the Jubilee greetings. And in a major breakthrough in the Raja Raghuvanshi murder case in Meghalaya, his wife Sonam Raghuvanshi surrendered at Nangang police station in Uttar Pradesh last night. The couple from Indore had visited Meghalaya on a honeymoon trip but both went missing on 23rd May. Raja's body was found later but the search for Sonam was going on. Addressing media today, Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tainsung said Meghalaya police has arrested 4 persons linked to the case while search is on to trace one more suspect. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India witnessed rapid transformations in last 11 years. Union Minister JP Nadda says Modi-led government brought politics of performance. Advisor G. Ikutu Jimomi underscores potential of Naglan's coffee industry. And State Health Department reviews COVID-19 preparedness. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.